Ah, Grody!
Extendo Bears hit with Mark Grody because there's a lot as we head into the first game of the season, Monday night against the Minnesota Vikings on Monday Night Football. This seems like a really good time to remind you that tomorrow is our football season kickoff show in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio. Dave Wannstedt, Olin Krutz will be with us in studio. That alone is enough. But then you add in that Troy Aikman is going to be on the show. And Steve Sciarrippa, right? Is Steve Sciarrippa on the show tomorrow, too?
Absolutely.
And we'll have a special NFL season debut version of Categories live. Maybe we should get a player or two from the crowd.
They can take my spot.
All right.
It's all brought to you
mine
by...
Mine, too.
All right.
And Alex's.
All right. They can host.
All right.
It's all brought to you by PNC Bank, your local Ford dealers, and Blue Cross Blue Shield in Illinois.
We just decided as a show... I am hosting a version of Categories with three listeners from the crowd.
We did.
Tomorrow.
We decided that.
That's awesome. I love it.
I think that'll be fun as hell, Mark.
Yep. We decided
it. I'm the only one who thinks that.
Poor Spiegel. Hey, man, you've done a great job of keeping Categories alive, though, man, even if you don't have the support of your teammates, dude.
Actually, they like it. Lawrence likes it, actually.
I do. I was fighting for it earlier today.
It was.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Some of this is theater. Some of it is theater.
It's Crack Slippers you're thinking of. Crack Slippers is the one
Slippers. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's when you were the and, right?
Yes.
In the Mac show?
I was the show in the Danny Mac show.
That was you.
Yeah, I was the show. Everybody knew it. If you're listening,
you were the show.
Close enough, or was I the in the Danny Mac show? You couldn't.
I think
tell.
You always called yourself the. Yeah. Unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
the. A good name. Is there a band called?
Just thinking that.
It's a damn good band, and they're back. That's Matt Johnson, the singer and songwriter.
There is a the.
Oh yeah, it's a. Oh dude, Infected is a great album. Mind Bomb is a great album. Okay. After he had a brain aneurysm, that's a badass band.
All right.
Let's think of like repetitive names. How would you call that? Successive similar words? Yeah, yeah, yes. The.
Grody.
How about the Bears, baby?
Bears.
Gentlemen, may I take you guys into the Bears locker room?
Can I do that?
This is what we hope that you do with every Bears hit.
Absolutely. I love it. That's my favorite part of the day is getting into the Bears locker room. Some days are better than others. This was a really good day, I thought. And it's always fun to talk to the Bears wide receiver, DJ Moore. And one of the things that Ben Johnson has been saying, sort of, you know, in a joking way, but sort of serious too, is that, you know, he loses sleep trying to figure out how he's going to get the ball to all of these potential weapons. So DJ Moore was asked about equal distribution for all the receivers. And there's a DJ Moore comp that you will hear about this as well.
Just how have you seen Caleb distribute the ball where he's not just locking in on one guy? It seems like he's trying to evenly get you guys all involved.
I don't know if it's going to be even. I mean, he got to go through his progression. Whoever opens the fastest, I mean, we all are racing to get it to a certain spot in our progression. And if one's not open, two not open, and he got to get all the way back to four or five, I mean, it is what it is at the end of the day. Whoever gets the ball just got to make something happen.
This will be the most ways that you've been used in an offense under Ben this year?
Maybe. I don't know. You can't tell everybody everything into the media. Ooh. Everybody see this, so I don't know.
Have you heard the Debo comparisons?
I have heard the Debo comparisons. You know, you can't get away from it, not with social media. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Is that a fair comparison?
Nah, I'm myself. I love Debo, but I'm myself.
But just in the way that, like, you know, he's in the backfield, he's out wide, he's in slot. Like, is that what you like, to being able to be everywhere?
I mean, just to get the ball in my hands, I want to say yeah, but – being compared to Debo, you know, he was doing it at a high level and still is. So I just got to get my feet wet and going.
Man, DJ Moore, that twinkle in his voice, I can only imagine there was a twinkle in his eye. At the beginning of the exchange, he was like, I can't tell you everything.
Oh, he was twinkling. He was twinkling in there. And you're right. I love that part, that because that is the way, towards the end of last season, they started to figure it out with DJ. Just throw the ball to him. Let him run 2 yards, throw the ball to him and see what he could do. Hand the ball off to him, which they did do some last year. I got to imagine, you know, that DJ Moore could be the most important receiver, at least early on with this Bears team.
I wish, though, that it almost felt like he took the Deebo comp as a slight. So I'm glad that they kept following up with it. And it's like, no, that's a good thing to be.
Yeah, for sure.
Versatility is awesome.
But, you know, look, man, I'm so excited and intrigued by what Ben Johnson's going to do.
I'm so scared.
That's our show. Good night, everybody.
Don't be afraid, Lawrence. Don't be afraid. That's okay. You've been hurt before. I know.
Someone got that. It went above everyone else's head, but someone got that.
I thought you were doing the good vibes and the worry.
I was the whole thing, and eventually texters and people in the Twitch would be like, I know exactly what Lawrence just did.
Got you.
The show works on many levels.
I got to say this, though. The first part of that answer when he's like, I'm not about it, about equal distribution. He'll just be going through his reads, and it is what it is. I love that about DJ. Like, he has not been historically the diva wide receiver who demands the ball and wants the ball and gets pissed off. He certainly hasn't had that reputation. There seemed to be an understanding there of got to go through the progressions and we'll see what happens. I mean, maybe he gets grumpy, behind the scenes that we don't know about. But certainly getting the ball in the backfield could help with that as well if he feels like he's getting utilized in that way.
Get that man some touches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think grumpy is a good word to use. I mean, there was a grumpy moment last year where he went out of bounds and he said, finally admitted, he shouldn't have done that, said that that's not going to happen again. I just love that T.J. Moore said, first guy to get open. First guy to get open, you're getting the football. And who knows, maybe it will be something like that.
I'm sure it pleases him.
Oh, it please what? What pleases me? What? It's so good, man. It is just the best. Pleases me. It doesn't weeder using weird words like that. Mm-hmm. DJ Moore also like this is.
Let's
this
go, Grody. Very... We can't give you a third segment. Let's go, buddy.
We can.
We could actually.
This is what I'm going for. More on Caleb Williams with DJ Moore.
What are you expecting out of Caleb Williams in terms of improvement relative to last year and into this?
His leadership to go up another notch and then his play to go up another notch. You know, he's got the offense down pat and you just got to go out there with the keys that he has to his offense and just produce.
Where do you think his skills will go up this year in terms of throwing the football, everything?
I mean, we got a lot of playmakers out there now, so, I mean – you just choose who you want to go to, and then we can make him look good after that. So, I mean, we try to take a lot off his plate, but at the same time, he is the quarterback, so he just got to go out there and do his thing.
You feel like you two can hit the ground running this year as opposed to last year where it took a little while to get the chemistry on the field up?
I don't know. We're going to have to see. Like I said last year, you don't know until you really start hitting the ground running and seeing where everybody's at.
We got to do it the Caleb way, and that's that.
Right. Well, they're doing it Ben's way.
They both are doing it Ben's way. It goes back to the Roma Dunze stuff we were playing earlier. Everybody's just got to do it Ben's way. That's kind of freeing, really.
Yeah. Hey, guys, it is Ben's way, and we might talk about this tomorrow. I'm going to be with Raheem and Harris, and that is – and Weider had a talk with the guys – was it – I think it was with
– Mully and Hall.
Yeah,
morning.
Ben Johnson. No, it was with Ben Johnson – and he shared with me on Friday when the two of us hosted together that what Ben Johnson is still saying is that Caleb's got to come to me. Like he's not necessarily going to go to Caleb. Now, he's going to work with Caleb, and he's not going to make Caleb uncomfortable. But he did say, look, if we want this to work, in other words, he's not going to dumb this thing down. You know what I mean? It's not going to be like the idea is to not take away half the field like with some of his predecessors. And I think back to Mitch Trubisky more than anybody with that. But that is a turn in terms of just admitting that the quarterback has to come to him, and DJ Moore knows that as well. Cole Kmet, gentlemen, spoke today.
Yeah, let's talk some 12 personnel.
Yeah, baby. I figured you'd like that, Lawrence. But Cole Kmet talked about him and Colston Loveland being on the field at the same time, two tight ends, and how that's going to work out.
I mean, mean, obviously Ben's done this before on very high level offenses, and you know the goal is to get 70 plus plays in a game, so we're running a ton of plays, and when you do things like that and you're moving the ball, a lot of different guys will be able to get the ball in their hands. So excited about that, and I know if we all execute all together and you know, on plays that you're not getting the ball, you're blocking, running downfield, it'll all work out for us for sure.
What excites you about getting to play alongside him and how you guys could potentially be used?
Yeah, I mean, I love it. Colson's great. It's been getting to know him. It's been a lot of fun. Consider him now a really close friend. And it's been cool to see him grow throughout camp too. You know, adjusting to the physicality of the NFL is a different beast, but I've been really impressed by how he's handled himself, mainly in the run game and those type of deals and being physical in his routes. So that's been a lot of fun to watch, and I'm excited for him this year.
When you were a kid, or when you were a rookie, how long did it take you to kind of be in the right place at the right time?
I was a kid, wasn't I? yeah, it takes a bit. I mean, for me, it took a bit, but I had Jimmy Graham yelling at me all the time, and you know, when you want to impress somebody, you find ways to make it right. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, as a player, you always want respect from the peers in your locker room, and all three of those guys take a lot of pride in earning guys' respect. And when that's the case, they're going to do everything they can to know the playbook, know their job, and know that thing in and out.
Man,
that's how long Cole's been here. He was teammates with Jimmy Graham.
I love that, Lawrence. We love that stuff, you know, like the aging tight end helping the kid. We just had it. We were talking about it with Greg Olsen,
with Dez Clark.
It's exactly right that Greg said Dez was like the dude who took care of him, and how much Dez loved that. Good on Cole. Good on Cole. And he and Colston they consider each other good friends now.
Yeah.
Already. Yeah. Like they're working very closely together. And
look, Cole can eat in this offense along with Colston.
100%, 100%. And it's knowing that there's room for both of you. There's plenty. And guess what? Life is long. You know, one of you could be playing for somebody else in a couple years too. You never know.
Jimmy Graham.
Might as well be a good person, because it comes back around. And then one of them can hire the other. You might end up teammates with another down the line. That's how it works.
Lawrence, doesn't it feel like it was just yesterday that we would watch a Bears game when Cole Kmet was a rookie, and everybody would be screaming why he wasn't on the field and why Jimmy Graham was playing on the field for the Bears? I remember that drill. Like, nobody wanted Jimmy. We got a rookie second rounder who played at Notre Dame and is from Chicago. How dare you put Jimmy Graham on the field for so long? And Matt Nagy, Matt Nagy would even admit, yeah, I got to find a way to get him going out there. But it does take time to learn the position. And I also thought it was interesting too. He only mentioned it once there in the cut that I played, Cole Kmet, that is, but he did mention a couple more times about the physical nature of the NFL. We know how physical Cole Kmet is, so it's interesting that he found it hard to adjust to that, because it seemed like to me that was Kmet, like right out of the chute, he was knocking guys down and wouldn't go down when he caught the football. But he's not as big of a body, Colston Loveland. So I do think the blocking portion is going to take a little time for Colston Loveland to catch up with.
Yeah, the inline stuff might take a little bit longer, but he does have the long levers, and that might help him in that regard. And we'll see. I think there'll be some movement blocking with him, where you're going to see the whole package be put on display and allow him to use all of the gifts to go and get defenders. Speaking of defenders, I am fascinated, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday. While we talk about Brian Flores versus Ben Johnson, that's the sexy matchup. The idea of Dennis Allen versus J.J. McCarthy is also an interesting matchup. Has KOC done a good enough job getting JJ ready for what it is? Because the same type of conversations we're having about Brian Flores, folks on KFan are probably having about Dennis Allen. What is he going to do to try and confuse JJ McCarthy and make his life uncomfortable?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, the answer to which we don't know. I mean, we can speculate on some of the things that he might do in disguising his defense and bringing pressure from unique places if he can't get it up front and the two guys on the end in Montez Sweat and Dio Odangbo. But Jaquan Brisker is an interesting part of this, too. You have full, healthy Jaquan Brisker getting ready to play in this game, and he could, like Kyler Gordon. We talked about Kyler Gordon being used differently and in different places. We could see some of that with Brisker. And make no mistake about it, Brisker believes that they will rattle the rookie quarterback, J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, just playing our type of defense. Don't do too much. Don't be Superman. Just playing our defense, and eventually he will force one, whether it's in the air or it's on the ground. I know it's going to come out at some point, and that's the type of defense we have, and I'm confident in what he has been called. So.
Okay.
Ball's coming loose. It's coming out. I love that.
Let's go.
You got to be careful what you say.
Brisker likes to set the precedent high. He always has, man. He always has.
Got to be careful. Don't want to add a little extra. But it's fine.
Yeah.
I like the confidence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, and this is one of my nuggets here.
Nuggets, tidbits.
Yeah. It just flows perfectly into it, actually. Yeah, gorgeously.
The style, the grace of Mark Grody.
Flowing robes.
Hey, man, I want the full hour. Really, this is what I'm auditioning for with you guys right now. So Brisker, he was you guys remember about a week and a half ago and the reports of, and I was not out here for the record, but I read the reports too that Jaquan Brisker walked off the field alongside the trainer, Andre Tucker, presumably some sort of injury. And of course, we all get afraid when we hear that. But Brisker said, very subtly, it was just a personal issue. That's what he said. Yeah, it was just a personal issue as he walked off the field. I hope that that is the case. And I guess being that he was out there today practicing, that, that was the case. So that was good to hear. I hope the personal issue is okay, not to downgrade that. I don't think I mentioned in the beginning, I probably should have, Jalen Johnson was out on the practice field today. Don't know if he was limited in any way. My guess is that that was the case, but saw him putting on the pads in the locker room, and he did go out there and practice. And lastly, tomorrow, this is the first time I got to be a part of this on the Take the North podcast. We did our predictions show, which we play back apparently at the end of the season so we can all look bad. Here were the categories really quickly. Record for the Bears, team MVP, breakout player, most disappointing player, signature win, and who is taking the North, who is winning the division, plus Super Bowl matchup and winner. The episode drops tomorrow on all those categories. This was difficult, but the three of us, Wiederer, Studzinski, and myself, went through it, and we all gave our answers on that. So I suggest that you check it out if you want to make fun of our predictions.
That is outstanding. So check out the next Take the North pod for all of that. Yeah, just to recap. So Jalen Johnson did practice. Kyle Manungai was out there as well, right?
Yes. Yep, Manungai was out there. Britton Brown was out there, too. The only running back of consequence that wasn't out there, Spiegs, was Roschon Johnson. No Roschon today.
Okay.
All right. So there's going to be categories on the Take the North podcast and categories on Spiegel and Holmes tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah. For the most part, that is the case. And like I said, it's a very complicated season for predictions because it's sort of like the Vikings. It's sort of like their opponent. You just don't know what you're going to get from the quarterback. He could be great. Caleb could come out and be like, the hell with all this conservative. We're going to have a slow start, just run the ball. And, we got to reassess at the bottom. He might be great. Who knows? But it's such a tough call when that position is so important.
Wouldn't that be great? Like, if it all clicks.
Yeah.
If it all clicks on Monday night and things look like maybe there's a couple things that you want to improve on, but if it just looks good for people, what that'll do for everyone.
Yeah, that's a template that we got to set, and we'll have some time to do that on the Monday of that game. Like, what are we watching for? Is it as simple as win-loss? I don't think it's quite as simple as that.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll leave you guys with this. Lawrence, to your point right there, Ben Johnson, I almost said Ben Brown again. Ben Johnson brought up, the unknown. There is the unknown, and the unknown could be that Caleb Williams blasts off and he becomes what we all thought he would be when he came out of USC.
That'd be something.
Mm-hmm.
It would be Bears.
By the way, my Super Bowl prediction, Bears.
Well, no, Grody's going to come on the next segment. He's going to predict every NFL postseason award. So hang with us.
That's what we're going to do with that.
Also, Mr. Mister is another band with
good.
Yeah. Duran Duran.
Oh, you're killing it right now. Keep going. You're winning this category.
That was a Twitch Mob. I went back as a Twitch Mob was on it. Lisa Lisa and the Cult Jam. There we go.
So good. Uh-huh. So good. I love
There's a documentary about them.
Lost in Emotion.
Although, I believe Cult Jam is upset. No, Full Force is upset because they're not a part of this documentary. Because they were played a big role in Lisa Lisa's career.
Hmm.
And they're like, that's funny how we weren't a part of the documentary. But, you know, it bees like that sometimes. Grody, you're the man.
Yes. How can I be the man when you're the man? How is that possible, Lawrence and Matt? You guys have a great day. Always a pleasure
Thanks,
talking
buddy.
To you.
Appreciate it.
Gotta take me a beer.